Everything is possible. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in California, with Instant Illumination. Everything is possible. Ellen was telling me about one of our students in Nigeria, who is a rather remarkable man, if not by his size. He is well over 6 feet and well built, and father of several, two, three children, and I don't know, how old do you think he is? 30 maybe? And he has a paper route, delivering papers around to different homes, and he's putting himself through the university in Nigeria to get an academic degree, and he's taking the courses of the University of Healing, working on his theological degree. And he's doing just amazing things. And he's not a man who has a great deal of money, but he has everything he wants. He has his car. He has his paper route. He has his children. He has his wife. He has his home, which he bought. And it didn't have any electricity. So what he did, he went out and he cut down all the trees around his home, the tall ones, and he made telephone poles. And he routed these telephone poles, electric poles, from his house out to the power source. And then he bought some wire, and he went out there, and he tapped in and ran the wire to his house, and now he has electricity. I didn't know that's quite the way they did it, but that's the way he did it. And so now he has electricity to work on his lessons and brighten his home. Now, he's just the most imaginative, creative person, because everything is possible to him. He doesn't realize that most people would say, hey, you can't do that. You can't be a father of three children and have a wife and have a home and maintain your family and your home and have a full-time job selling papers door-to-door, you know, delivering to houses, and going to the University of Nigeria, taking academic courses for an academic degree, and doing perfect work as a student of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, and a correspondence course. And he is a devoted father. He's always active in the activities of God Unlimited in Nigeria. And just the most amazing man. Beautiful voice, sings like a nightingale or like one of the tenors. It'd be better to say that. And just absolutely fantastic. So now, here he is living with limited circumstance. He's living with limited circumstances. He has a house with a dirt floor. He has no windows in the house. And yet the house is very adequate for them. It's what most people live in down there. And he has his yard. And he has his telephone poles, his electric poles. But the thing is, Ben is his name, is most unusual man, just the most unusual man. He does not know that anything is impossible. He knows that everything is possible. This is what he's learning in his University of Healing courses. He's learning it from the school that he attends down there. He learns it everywhere, and he teaches it. He teaches it to his family. He teaches it to his friends. He teaches it to everyone, and everyone believes him because he's a living example of everything is possible. Have you had examples in your life where you have had everything is possible? Well, I like to tell people this idea because I think it's very important. Everything already exists in the entire universe. There's nothing that we can create or nothing we can destroy or nothing we can change. We can reveal it, but everything exists. Now, do you have the possibility of revealing anything or everything? Whatever it is you choose, do you have the possibility of revealing it? And the answer is yes. Now, why is it some people don't reveal it? Why is it that some people don't reveal these certain things that seem a little difficult to do? Because they don't apply it. Now, Ben didn't know that he couldn't afford to go to the University of Healing, but he went and took the courses and pays his way beautifully. Ben didn't know that he couldn't afford to go to the University of Nigeria, but he's doing it. He's matriculated there and doing just fine, excellent student. Ben didn't know that he couldn't have three children and his own home and maintain this here, but he's doing it, and everything's working out just fine. Now, what do you think that can't be done in your life? Ben didn't think they couldn't be done. You see, that's the thing. Ben said, this is who I am. I'm a student of the University of Healing. I'm a student of the University of Nigeria. I am a father. I have three children. I have a lovely wife. And I love to sing. And I'm active in my church and in my university. And I'm active. Get the phone. I'm active in everything so that I can be who I am and love who I am. And we too can be the same thing. I just had to remind Sylvia to take the phone so it doesn't keep ringing here, even though she knows that it's a cell phone call from me from Switzerland. So I will take it in a moment, and I will now say goodbye to this.
Okay.
So have a lovely day, and everything is possible. So enjoy and do it right now to enjoy yourself. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
Love you.